Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I want to fly like an eagle.
Dolls. We're so fucking back.
We are so back. We're back in the source, the God source.
We're back in our source fucking energy.
Yeah.
I truly thought I was filled with dread. I was like, I don't want this.
Me too.
I don't want this life. And then, lo and behold,
it's like
I'm fucking happy today.
I went logging, you know, doing the whole, and then kind of took a deep breath and then hit play, and I was expecting the worst. And from the get-go, the immediate cut to credits, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I said, we are so back.
We're so fucking back.
We're so back. It's not even funny.
I think that's the key, is to keep your expectations crucially low.
Yeah.
Like, keep your expectations suicidally low with Vanderpump Rules, and it will give you all the joy that you need.
You were expecting season 10 to be bad, right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, this is my hell. I was like, heave-ho. Whoa, oh, and that's what was me going into season 10, because I had jumped ship on season 9.
You said,
I said, I simply will ship. No longer. I said, I don't want to be in somewhere for even a second.
No. Yeah, you were ready to, you were like sailing. You've already reached like an island, sailing
away
from the
sinking
ship.
I'm done.
Yeah.
They don't deserve me.
No.
If they can't handle me at my
season 9
recaps, they don't deserve me in my recaps.
No. But now you're in
we're
your cups.
Back.
I love when someone's in their cups.
I'm on my dumb shit. So yeah, I was like, I was pleased.
Yeah, I mean, it's, look,
I'm still gonna lower my expectations.
Yeah, I'm not giving it a pass yet. And
no.
I give the episode, it wasn't perfect.
It certainly wasn't.
But it was way better than I thought it was gonna be. And
clearly, it made me laugh at times, and it gave me enough. And I truly am in a space of delusion where I kind of think that, like, editors and producers are now creating this show, like, for me in this podcast.
What's that disease or that illness, mental illness where someone thinks their life is the Truman Show? It has, like, a specific name.
I don't know, but my narcissism is at an all-time high. I was like, not only do they listen, like, they know, and they're sending me signals.
I mean,
it feels, and Sierra said this because I watched with her last night. She was like, this is for, like, the real fans who have been, I was like, say more. She was like, who've been there from the fucking jump and like know all these relationships. And like, it's not going to hit as hard if you're just kind of a newbie coming in. I could see you being like, what is this episode? But there was something about it that like really, I was like, we've put in the work and now we're going to see how this shit shakes the fuck out.
The feast is bountiful. There's mounds of fruits and vegetables. It's like
cornucopia vibes.
Totally. The budget feels higher.
They're letting editors get really creative, which I feel like we could rein that back a bit.
Yeah, they're like, we lost the Creative Emmys, which is a cry and shame. They lost to fucking Ryan.
They lost to, like, I'm sorry. I don't believe that anyone ever watched Rex Him. Who cares?
A lot of people care.
What?
There's a whole swath of this country that loves Ryan Reynolds.
But I, like, don't understand, nor have I ever spoken with or interacted with, like, a Ted Lasso fan or, like, a Wrexham head.
I love Rob McInerney.
Yeah, love him.
So, like, I give him a pass for it. But, like, yeah, I don't know a single soul who watched it.
Is Ted Lasso about rugby?
I think it's a
football
soccer team.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like a...
I was thinking it was a rugby game.
I think he goes to, like, manage...
I'm just, like, not gonna... Yeah. I'm not gonna go there.
All I know is the one woman...
That lady, we can't... She's a...
But she...
Every time I open an app, there she is.
I have to say, though, she... Which I love about her is she's the woman in Game of Thrones who went, shame, shame,
never
with the bell.
Never watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
So... I'm like, there's a part of the culture that just is like, I have not accessed.
Apple TV hits home for a lot of people, and I love that for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really, on VPR, they're going for it. But before we get into it, we have a few things to discuss.
Yeah. Number one, Lisa Barlow has bangs.
I didn't see this.
Do you want to see a picture of them?
Yeah.
I always think that bangs are never the answer.
Mm-mm.
For whatever you're going through.
Unless you're Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe Dakota Fanning, I don't know.
I would say Dakota Fanning should stay away from bangs. I would advise most people, like, mm-hmm. don't do it, mm-hmm. sister. I guess Zooey Deschanel can have bangs. We've never known her without.
No, I don't. Oh my God, I'm looking now.
Yeah.
Ah!
I support Lisa. I prefer her shiny mermaid waves, but it is kind of giving like a bit 70. Like, I can see where it could go from here, and I'm happy for her. And she was excited, so I'm excited for her.
You know what I hear? You know what I hear in my head when I hear, when I look at her and with bags? I hear, oh, you're a native New Yorker.
Dun, bum, bum, it does feel bum, very bum, bum, New York of her dun, to have bangs.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
She needed this.
No, I'm happy for her.
If Lisa's happy, I'm happy. That's just my rule. Happy wife, happy life.
It's true.
Sandoval.
Okay. I listened to basically the whole episode.
Yeah, Sierra made me watch all of Tom Sandoval. By the way, that podcast is on YouTube. The Nick Vile podcast, which is a podcast that I never ventured into until yesterday. And now I have to be quite honest with you.
Are you hooked?
I'll be returning.
Well, they landed the first interview with Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
It's a huge podcast.
I have to say, I like his style.
I know.
He's kind of cunty.
He's cunt, and I love his wife.
Yeah, she's...
She's... You should have watched the video version because she's like trying not to laugh at times, like texting at times. She's like making eye contact with people off camera, like at things Tom Sandoval says. I was like, this is the most entertaining thing I've ever seen. I'm obsessed with them.
She's a sniper. She's good. I love her.
Natalie Joy.
She's amazing.
Love her.
Sandoval came 45 minutes late, which is like, and Nick was like, fuck you. So that's strike one. They were not happy with him. I guess Nick and him were on that show together.
Special Forces.
So, okay, they had, like, some kind of bond. But, like, I'm sorry. You don't show up to a pod 45 minutes late.
No. That's rude.
It's rude as hell. Unless you're, like, you know, Rihanna. You're not allowed to show up late.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Even then, it's like, come on, girl.
But, like, you get... But Tom's... Especially Zanzibar. Like,
Zanzibar.
Zanzibar is not in any place.
But he... seemed like he was on drugs.
He was fucked up.
He's reaching a rock bottom of sorts, I fear.
Okay, here are my quick points.
Okay.
Schwartz came off really well, but
disagree.
He also was, I think, in terms of, I mean, it's easy, it's not hard to come off well when you're next to someone who's like sundowning on whatever he's on. Schwartz is such a fucking like false prophet. Like, he is literally Tom Sandoval's
mouthpiece.
He does everything for him. It's like, it is crazy to me. The levels of codependence are as high as they've ever been.
Yeah.
And he
That's
basically...
That's why I think he did not come off well.
No, I just think he, like, he sounded more articulate than Tom fucking Sandoval, who was... He kept calling Natalie dude, too. I was like, stop, don't... With the dude, you're 43.
Yeah, shut up.
Or 48, or whatever, how old you actually are. Stop saying dude. Don't call... I don't feel like you shouldn't call a girl dude.
It's the...
That you don't know that well.
I think that Tom Schwartz... Gendering. I think that he brings his own life and personal brand down by associating publicly with Tom Sandoval. And in going on these ventures together, I'm like, this is a horrible look for you.
He should absolutely break away and like write a book about being like... an appendage to this fucking...
He should become like a fiction author.
Yeah. And that's what I meant by he sounded better, because he just sounded like...
Well, in comparison,
no,
yeah.
But like Tom, he comes out and he's like... And
he's wearing sunglasses inside, which I was like, only people on drugs do that. Yeah. I just read The Situation's memoir and he talked about this entire look that Tom Sandoval was doing with the hat pulled and the sunglasses. Situation was on opiates. And
he's on opiates.
I don't know, but I was like,
is he rolling?
I hope that things aren't spiraling out of control for him. But I saw a man who was on the edge.
I think he's been on the edge for years. I think he's been on the edge since
he's been on a razor's edge. He just didn't know it because times were good. But this is a man who has lost everything, whose life has fallen apart, who has nothing.
He continues to blame Ariana for the affair. Like, let's be real. He's just...
Be real.
Be real, but he's just like, he's like, yeah, man, I fucked up, dude. I fucked up. He kept saying fuck, too, which I was like, you just...
He said fuck too much.
Yeah, dude, I fucked up, man, but like, you know, I was in this relationship, man, and like...
She talked down to me, man.
She talked to me like I was right here.
So
you want me to get real?
Stupid.
You want me to
you're
get
stupid.
Real?
You know why she had to talk to you like that?
Because you're a big dum-dum.
Because you're stupid.
He went...
Because she loved you, but you were very stupid.
And she went, she talked to me like I was down there, man. You know, dude? Like, and then yourself... And he was like getting like... He's a psycho. He goes... Then, you know, my self-worth was... That's basically what he said. He was so belittled by Ariana, his self-worth drew him. And he goes, and here's Raquel / Rachel, like, appearing before me with the whipped cream bikini, like, from Varsity Blues. And I was like, dude, she made me think something hot. What? I'm like, fuck you. You were fucking other people before that. Like, you thought you were hot. I'm sorry. I don't buy that.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a shred of truth to that, but this like isn't
well, yeah.
the place. Read the room, babe. You can't show up like 45 minutes late and then spew this shit
and then
to Nick Vile of all people and Natalie Joy. Show some respect.
Some respect on Natalie Joy's name. But then Nick was like, I'm listening to you and I don't hear like that you're actually taking accountability, because you have to qualify every...
There's always an excuse.
There's always a but. Like, there's always an, he's like, why do you have to attach something just unless you just say, yeah, I'm sorry, I fucked up. That was really wrong of me. But you always have to say, but here's why, you know what I mean? He goes, what am I supposed to say, man? Dude.
It's not good.
And then Nick asked Schwartz what he wants. And Schwartz is like,
it's scary out there dating.
And then he goes, Sandoval, why are you giving me that look? He goes, because I thought you were going to ask me that too.
I was like, who was Sandoval with before? He was like, where were you? Why? Like, that you were so late? And he was like, I was spending time with a friend. I was like, he was probably like peeing with some chick.
He was out in like Deep Valley.
Like, what is he up? What are you up to?
He was out in like Chatsworth.
He's up to no good. But I was like, I don't wish anything bad to happen to him.
No,
but I like
not.
Got worried. I was like, this is a man. I was Bethany friend. I was like, this is a crisis.
Just the state he appeared in, his physical, like sunglasses, hat, late. Something is not right.
Yeah, something is woefully.
He is
woefully awry. And I pray that he gets the help he so desperately needs.
And I pray that Schwartz gets a fucking backbone.
He has a lot of healing to do.
He does. And I I don't empathize with him, but I
me
also...
neither. I was trying to think if I do, and the answer is I don't.
But I do. I don't. But I do feel for anyone that's like, all I can say is it must suck to be him.
Yeah. His shoes told me everything I needed to know. He was wearing a pair of like leopard van slip-ons.
Yeah, his whole...
And I said...
He always doesn't he always wear like sandals? And...
Every time Schwartz opens his mouth, I'm like...
Shut up.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
That's us.
That was me watching the entire Schwartz and Sandy, Nick Vile unfolding.
Do you think Schwartz and Sandoval would be buried together?
They should be holding like hands.
In a crypt?
They should be entombed together. It's only right.
A plot together.
They should just get gay married.
Yeah, they really should just get married. Just for like financial, like...
It would be a good business move for them.
And then maybe eventually they'll just fall in love.
And they could, I think, find happiness fucking each other eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible for them.
Do you think Schwartz's dick works?
No. But I also don't see him being like a hungry bottom either.
I don't see Schwartz. No, I think Sandoval is the bottom. I don't see Schwartz being happy with anyone. Which is sad. Just God bless to whoever, whatever.
He's not happy with himself.
He's not happy with himself, but whoever chooses him as a partner, I just wish Godspeed and love and light to you, and I wish you healing.
Yeah, you have some healing to do.
You have some healing, Katie. I wish you well because you got out.
Mm-hmm. But she still has healing to do.
But she's on her way to healing.
She is on a healing journey.
She and Kyle Richards, same outfit.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can talk about one other thing that happened, which is that the world's biggest cruise ship set sail.
Icon of the Seas. Have you seen the photos of it? It is literally
it's a floating city.
It looks like a giant cake.
I can't imagine anything worse than being on a cruise with 10,000 people.
That's an astounding amount of people.
It's so many people.
That's like
too many people to be on a boat.
That's 2,000 less than the people that lived in my town growing up.
I don't trust it.
That is, pandemic will be born on that. I'm sorry. A zombie outbreak.
I don't like it one bit.
Can you imagine if COVID sweeps through that thing or like norovirus? Like they'll go down left and right.
Not for me, doll.
Imagine being on a crew. Imagine laying your head to sleep at night in your like little room and being like, there are 10,000 other people on the ship. Farting, breathing, pooping, fucking, going missing.
Screaming.
Falling off the
accidentally
boat.
Throwing babies off the side.
Who did that?
There was a grandpa who accidentally, he held his granddaughter up to, this is so sad. He held his granddaughter up to like a window and accidentally dropped her out of it on a cruise ship. It was like a whole thing. Sorry.
I probably would have.
Followed suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I.
No, there's nothing great about it.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Obviously.
I would look at him.
It's so...
He would turn to me and I'd look at him and I'd go...
You go, it's over for you, girlfriend.
I'd say, girl, you know what to do.
You did not eat. You go out.
God, that's... Guys...
It's so
I'm
sad.
I'm telling you, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum with cruising because like there was a big gay cruise that just left port, the Atlantis cruise, which happens every year where there's like 5,000
Not for
gays,
me either.
And people are just... They're just... I saw a guy posted that he said, not bad, and it was a clicker that said 94... And he had been on the Atlantis cruise, so he took 94 loads.
Oh, he's doing a load count?
Yeah.
That is like a fun, maybe. Maybe were I a gay man, I would find myself taking loads on a cruise. But I'm not. So no. It's not for me.
And I am a gay man, and that's still not for me.
Yeah.
But
not all gays are cruise gays.
But I don't yuck their yum, and I almost feel like gays get a pass in a way.
I do too.
But if you are, like, families, be warned. Straight couples, be warned. If you going, you will be falling off ship. You will go missing.
You'll go.
You're going to die.
Someone
at sea.
Will go.
Someone will, you will end up, whether it be someone you know or just a rando on the boat, you will fall overboard and go missing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's just what it happens.
One horrible thing happens every cruise. Whether you hear about it or not, it's happened.
I can't believe that story you just told. That is the worst.
I know, I'm sorry I brought it
up.
No.
I mean, it's whatever.
It's a horrific.
This is a crisis. Cruise?
It's a crisis.
Icon of the Seas is 10,000 people? Did they
I don't
say 10,000?
I don't want to go like on a roller coaster
is it
on a cruise.
10,000?
Yeah. It's the biggest ship in the world. What if it sinks? That was the first thought. I was like, this is Titanic vibes. In this economy, you can't trust.
Well, it's also like, I'm sorry, you're risking it. Stop. Don't you dare.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Laura.
Please.
But like, I'm just saying, like, you cannot expect a ship. Like, that is insane to me. That almost makes me want to cry because it's so scary.
I thought this is too big for Carrie.
It is too big for me. And it's just like, it's too much. It's too much. Too many things. Too many things. And I think that, are they practicing like seasteading? Do you know what that is?
I don't know.
It's like what Peter Thiel wants to do, where they just have like man-made flotillas where people just like live in the ocean.
I don't think the cruise ships are practicing that. I think the cruise ships are practicing, we sell 10,000 tickets and we load up the livestock and take them to like the Caribbean, to some other stop, and then some other stop, and then drop them off. And if they're late, they don't get on the boat.
To an island that's been like decimated by tourism and just like,
yeah,
okay,
incredible. But some people are seasteading.
Yeah, Peter Thiel.
Yeah, the billionaires and the yacht is a whole different story.
Well, there was going to be that yacht that traveled around the world for a year.
That's happening.
But they all got COVID like a month into it.
But I think it's still going.
Well, yeah. I mean, no one's.
They just had to stay in their little cabins. It's true. I'm not willingly getting in to a non-luxury situation that is the literal embodiment of heave ho.
You did your stint on a cruise and you paid for it. You paid for it.
Yeah. I've cruised high and I've cruised low. And I've been there, done that, sister, and I'm not going back.
How many cruises have you taken?
I've taken 2 cruises. I did one with my family, a 2-week Mediterranean cruise.
Then one with Jason.
And then one with my friend Jason that was an EDM cruise where Skrillex performed. And that was...
There's a Kid Rock cruise.
A journey.
I mean, it's just like... Imagine,
I'd perform on a cruise ship.
You'd pod?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Pace. But if Icon of Base, if Icon of the Seas, imagine if like a nuclear war broke out while Icon of the Seas is out to sea and then you're just like, we're stuck.
Like, what if someone blew this ship up? I'm just saying, it feels possible.
They're gonna blow the toilets up.
That would be like
with their neurovirus. They're gonna fucking it's imagine what happened on that one ship with the
ultimate terrorist attack would be to blow up a cruise ship. That would really get the American people riled.
Well, imagine though, like if what happened to that one cruise where everyone was like sleeping in tents because there were no sewage, the septic system.
They were
system
like
blew.
Eating onions.
Imagine if that happened on Icon of the Seas.
I feel like you're just one step away, one wrong move away from that exact scenario happening.
Well, I pray that like no rogue waves hit, no disasters happen, and Icon safely, but it may need to be its one and only voyage because that is just. That's too much energy expelling into the atmosphere. Like, that is destroying... That's climate change.
That is climate change.
I'm sorry.
That's killing, like, multiple orcas. The effects of Icon of the Sea...
Maybe they deserve.
Our children's children will reap for decades to come.
I think we could do with one less orca.
I disagree.
Okay.
Guys, we have more pressing issues at hand, and that is Vanderpump Rules.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcast.
Pump Heads.
Pump Heads. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. These opening credits slap.
Yeah, I liked it. I just immediately... I went like this. Whoa!
Was it what I imagined like assisted ketamine therapy to be like?
Lisa looked...
She's giving Sleepy Joe...
Lisa, okay. She was Nana with bazongas.
She was fucking Nana's jugs were out.
Nana's jugs were out. She's
I'm obsessed,
literally...
though, with an opening credit in a restaurant that doesn't exist. Something about her. It's, like, not open. Still.
Guys.
It's a dreamscape.
It's designed
it's
by
another
Nancy Myers, creative
it's
director.
It's another dimension.
Production designer.
The lattice. The loaves. The tiny cups. The neon uplighting. There's something about her.
But it
starts, a fever dream.
But by God, we start off with them and Ariana and Katie and Something About Her.
And we end with Lisa. I am also like...
Lisa's like this.
Why is she just standing there?
Lisa goes like this.
She went like this. Like, she used to throw something. Yes, remember she used to throw a scarf, or she'd throw her bag at you, or throw like a coat in your direction.
She should throw pennies at us.
Yeah.
Just throw us, she should. Pelt us with coins.
She should throw just a drink in the face. And
yeah. They did that on Mob Wives.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with her just stiffly turning.
She looked stoned.
Stoned!
She was like this. She looks like the Sphinx. It was not good. I'm not trying to comment on a woman's
jarred.
Looks.
I was jarred. I need some movement. I'm going to need some arms, sister.
I'm a little... Go, girl. Give us arms.
Give me an arm. Throw one thing. A dog. Throw a tiny dog.
Hold a gun out.
Throw puppies.
Hold pointed guns.
Even
in the
a
camera,
gun, yeah.
And shoot the camera.
Shoot a gun and shoot it right in the face. That would be so cunt. If Lisa turned actually around, like if she turned slowly but then had an AR-15 and then slowly pointed at the camera and unleashed.
They should have done like a Mob Wives style intro where like they all face each other and like you just see them like dun 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 dun.
No, we have to dun, dun. I crave in a restaurant, like it's not VPR if they're not in a restaurant of sorts, turning slowly. My biggest beef is that there's not enough sloshing liquids.
My biggest beef is that they're not servers anymore.
I know.
Get your asses back.
I would be really upset if I was one of the sad cast members picked to be in serve all places. Where's Peter also?
I know. I wish Tom had like lost everything and had to like become a bartender again.
It goes into Something About Her and shows like the girls, and then goes to Tom and just shows Schwartz. It goes to Sir and shows those sad three, and then it goes like out into the alley through the streets of Los Angeles into a corner of Hollywood, a tent, and it just shows Tom Sandoval in like a fucking tent.
No, I meant like having to like work his way
like
back
roasting
up.
A hot dog.
No, some people like wanted Tom to lose everything.
No, they will not be happy until he's like overdosing on the street.
One thing that we can just discuss now, but it comes up later, that Schwartz reveals that people were like coming just to Schwartz and Sandy's and like heckling and going and like harassing the staff. I'm like, that is insane. If you went to Schwartz and Sandy's to like harass the people who are just working
like,
there.
Fuck you to fuck a waiter.
You. Like, you're a piece of shit.
Their lives are already hell. They don't need you in the mix.
But, like, that is... You are unwell if you did that. I'm sorry. Like, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun to go. Like, I went recently, like, ironically, and then turned out...
You really supported small businesses that day.
But, like, if you were going...
Yeah, you loved it.
If you were going to, like, heckle... That is bizarre behavior, and you need help. I'm sorry.
Antisocial.
It's antisocial behavior.
It's a little strange.
I'm not on the Tom side at all, but I'm like, that is fucking weird.
I went to Schwartz and Sandy's the day Scandoval broke that night.
Damn, bitch.
I got treated like a fucking queen.
No,
they gave me the free hat.
You know, I think I liked it because I got recognized.
Yeah, I was like, that is. They gave me, I liked it. I mean, I don't like it.
The hat's pretty cool.
I sold it on Posh. I poshed that shit.
For how much?
I tried to sell it. I did an auction for $1,000 to see if anyone would buy it. No one did. I think I sold it for like $40. Still $40
down to
$40.
You really haggled that.
No, I was like, what if there's someone who just wants to throw me a grand?
Out there
I mean, you never know. It's worth the ask.
You should have said like, I pissed in it or something.
I shit.
And then some guy.
I'll shit for $1,000. I'll shit in it and send it to
yeah,
you.
Like someone would have.
I'll rub my pussy. Okay, I'll get a little.
Say I rub my puss against this.
I will rub my puss against this and send it to you for $1,000.
And fart in it. And I think some guy will be like, hell yeah.
I got to get the freaks out on the next Posh Live.
Who was that one 90 Day Fiancé gal that was like farting into bags and then she got like sick because she was taking too much fiber?
I don't know. But love that for her.
Tom and Ariana's house still has that
Why is there a Lego painting on the wall still?
It's still there.
Don't you think that would be the first thing to come down?
Take it down!
Literally.
I think that's weird. It's haunted. It's like, what are you... Like, that is... I wonder if production made them put it up.
It's very strange.
I feel like that wasn't their choice.
I don't know. Every time I saw a shot... When I saw the shots of Tom Sandoval's bedroom and the state of Ariana's bedroom...
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
It was giving...
It was
something.
Major crisis.
It was crisis.
This is, you're both fucking unwell as hell.
Brock and Sheena, we cut to their bungalow and
Marina,
and their painting is incredible.
What was their painting?
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
I was too focused on Summer Moon. She's a true star. The cutest baby of all time. Young Sheena. Wow.
Or a portrait, I guess. But
it looks
like
beautiful.
It looks like the haunted house where the eyes go.
It is a bit Disney's Haunted Mansion.
Summer Moon is growing up before our eyes. She knows how to spell her name.
I love her.
She's a star.
We go to James and Allie's house.
It's in Burbank.
Honestly, okay, here's my thought about James. I think his days are numbered. I think the heave-ho cancellation is coming for him.
As it should.
Raquel... on her latest Rogue installment.
I know. I heard it.
Intimated some things. And here's my like conspiracy theory about things. So we all know the Valley's coming out. No one's safe. And Dodie is back in the mix. Vertical blinds, popcorn ceilings and all. But my like, I have
a tinfoil
thought, which is that has Bravo bought her silence by putting her in this show? Because she was beating that James drum. That was like her whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And now I don't think she would say anything if she's... She can't... You can't go rogue if you're on the show. We all know that.
Guys, I'm telling... Rachel went... She went rogue.
Every day I'm like... in shock at how rogue she has gone.
She went really rogue, especially in the fifth installment or fourth. I was like, I went like this.
I was driving to my car and I was like, this bitch has gone the fuck rogue yet again. Every day
Intimations.
She goes roguer and roguer.
She insinuated a lot of things and I feel for her. And this Burbank house... Burbank, by the way, is cute.
Burbank is really cute. So this house cute. Is not.
It's right, but it's in the air, the landing or takeoff track. So there's this Burbank. Everyone who doesn't live in LA, there's Burbank Airport, Bob Hope, right?
Bob Hope Airport in Burbank.
And it does mostly like Southwest and like.
It's a Southwest hub.
To New York.
And you
too.
Know who moved into the runway?
James
and
Allie. So as every few minutes, the China rattles. Just constantly sounding like air, the droning of air, like very safe.
Yeah, I was like, that was a crisis moment for me too.
Their days are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartz
also, I was like...
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
The plants, I'm sorry, I've been there. When someone goes from no plants to tons of plants, all of a sudden, something has gone awry.
He's always just like... barefoot and just like
his dirty blanket on his couch.
Yeah, he just looks, and he has his coffee table
is like a lizard tank.
Is a tank.
I'm like, you're the saddest divorcee I've ever seen.
He's the most divorced man.
And when he says like that the divorce was one of the lowest points of his life, I'm like,
this is,
how is that possible? You hated your wife. How is it possible that you actively hated and disliked this person,
yeah,
and yet divorcing them was like the hardest and lowest point of your life?
Also on the Nick Vial interview, he was like, it was our dream house, and like we had the most like healthy, amicable I'm like, you guys, you had
the worst relationship I've ever seen on camera.
You were emotionally abusive to her constantly and belittled her.
You, like, destroyed this woman's life for 12 years.
So...
And she finally extricated herself from the situation. And if that's your dream house, it says a lot.
Katie comes over.
She's got her new lesbian hair. She's looking very fly.
Ariana just has flowers like up the wazoo. It almost is like a mix of like a death in the family or just like
it's bereavement coded.
But it's very like this is her life now. The adoring fans just sending flowers.
Everyone sending flowers.
I guess it was her birthday.
Yeah, but I feel like she just got flowers for months and months. They have to make small talk about the sandwich. It just kills me that Ariana still has to do the sandwich shop.
No, she's like, I'm on Broadway.
Not want a sandwich shop holding me back. It's certainly not a sandwich shop with Chef Penny on board.
Ariana,
because we brought Penny on in a new capacity, and I literally,
you guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
She goes, she's the CIO, COO, CO. I was like,
guys, just.
Just the ruse
shut it
is over.
Down.
It's okay. You guys are doing great. You
I
guys
mean,
are
Katie,
fine.
Katie, I think, should continue.
Ariana, though.
I think Katie could buy Ariana out of the sandwich shop.
Ariana's like, she's a broad. She's a songstress now.
She's on to bigger and better. Like, you just, like, don't want to be tied to a sandwich shop when you become Angelina Jolie.
Ariana explains, like, the setup that how. So, Sandoval currently is filming
Special Forces
in New Zealand, so he's not there. But when he is there, they communicate via his assistant, Anne, who I wrote, God, poor Anne.
And I'm also like, get a grip, you guys. Just text each other.
And like, we see a shot of her texting Anne, please tell him to turn the LED off. LED lights off. It's annoying the neighbors. And then Anne wrote back, Tom says they fall under freedom of speech. I was like, now this is getting like, this is
a kink. Yeah. To do that kind of texting with a third party, you're having a kinky thing go on.
Exhibition.
It's sick. Just text each other. You guys have chosen to live in the same house. Text each other.
I would just text her. If it were me, I'd be like, if I were her, I'd be like, I'm coming downstairs.
Or I'd be like, hey, please turn the lights off every night to her. Not tell this person who's in the other room. Like, don't.
Yeah, I mean,
Tom says he wants to buy Ariana out and stay in the house, and she's in a place of fuck you.
I get it.
I get it too. Like,
I get. It's petty, but I get she's allowed. I think she's in this moment is allowed to be petty.
My take on Ariana watching this is, I was like, this is a depressed person who has like gone through an insane experience, like not only I think losing someone that she was truly in love with and like wanted to really really
spend
wanted to
with.
Be with, like deeply wanted to be in this relationship, and then had not only had it like blow up in her face, but like the level of betrayal is like shocking, and then on top of that becoming like world famous
A-list.
From this breakup,
yeah,
having people be like queen to everything you say and do. And I think as like a fellow depressive, sometimes like when people stan you, it can feel really weird because you're like, I hate myself and I don't understand, like I don't feel good right now, so the people standing me feels really uncomfortable because like I don't feel good about myself, and then you're like in your head about it, like
that's
I've had
really
those moments where you're like, I should feel good, but I feel like shit, and then I feel mad at myself because I feel like shit.
Well, it's classic imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
it's like feeling...
And I was getting that vibe from her.
No, totally. It's like feeling like I have that too, where like when good things are happening and things I've earned, I feel like I want to like hide from it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's also like for me, like it's like very a symptom of my alcoholism too. Like just like that, like, oh, like don't be nice. You know what I mean? And which is tied up in depression. So yeah, I see sort of like a shell shocked.
She was giving shell shocked. I noted a depression bun at play.
But the kitchen looks good.
Looks fine, but I'm also like, yeah, sue him to get the house sold and move out.
Yeah. Sheena and...
Well, James and Allie are like trying to build furniture by their pool. and airplanes are literally flying over every 2 minutes. I was like,
it's a war zone out there.
They literally live in a chemtrail.
Yeah, they are. I would start to believe in chemtrails if I lived.
Constant plane noise. Yeah. Slender lady, she would be set the fuck off by this.
My town Haddonfield was like sort of not in the flight path, but like a lot of planes going to Philly would like fly over. Like you fly over Haddonfield, so I guess it is the flight path. But like, you heard planes a lot, but mm-hmm. this is like this is
every 10 minutes. And this is and every 5 minutes,
and they're like 500 feet in the air.
Plane takes off over your house. They're about to have like a jet fall through their roof.
You could look at someone in the window of the plane and see what they were mouthing. That's how close they are.
Yeah. You can take off from Burbank if you're depending what direction you're flying and fly right over James and Allie's house and look into their backyard.
Does Allie have like bleached eyebrows?
I don't know.
Something was different about her.
There's something about her.
I'm darked out by James.
Me too. I think that he's like too perky because he knows that the other shoe is like seconds away from dropping.
Yeah, I want him to.
And I'm also like, this is a crisis. When like, this is truly a crisis whenever something does come out, because the way that I feel like production has likely covered for him and like, potentially like Bravo as cover, like it's about to be crisis mode.
Like a tumbleweed blowing in an early spring wind, Sexy Unique Podcast is back on tour with a brand new show, an immersive musical comedy erotic spectacular that will debut on February 25th in LA, Los Angeles.
Yeehaw! Then what in tarnation? Carrie and I will be hitting the dusty trails, parking our steeds in Oklahoma City on March 1st. Then on to the Lone Star State for two shows, Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd and Austin, Texas, March 4th.
Us cowgirls are ready to lay down the law, so come get in line because it's time to two-step.
Giddy up on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com right now and get your tickets while they're still hotter in Hades. That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for tickets for the Texas tour.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on a brand new Two Niche, everyone's favorite niche topic haul show. Back by popular demand, we are deep diving on what's currently trending over at Conspiracy TikTok.
We dissect the alleged rumors and the nastiness swirling around NASA, the 2024 election, Travis and Taylor being government psyops, and so much more.
So tune in to New Hauls every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sheena, who's she talking to? Brock?
She's talking to Brock.
She goes, they're talking about how Sandoval's childhood friend died recently, which is really sad.
Yeah, they sit down on the couch to have a little scene, and she goes, I swear, every time I have a conversation on this house, I get Sandoval flashbacks.
And Sheena reached out to Sandoval in the wake of the guy's death and was like, just, you don't have to, like, talk to me, but just let me know, like, you're okay. Like, that's all I want to know, which is sweet. And then she discovered that Tom had blocked her number, her Instagram. She goes, he blocked Shenanigans, and he blocked Summer Moon's Instagram page, which...
Fucking savage.
But, like...
You gotta do what you gotta do in this
world. No, and it's not... I'm not, like, defending him, but I'm like, when you want complete removal, like, you just block everyone. And she goes, and he blocked my sister.
He blocked everyone, even Shenanigans. My favorite part of this whole thing was, like, I can't also believe, like, Tom has also experienced, like, a lot of loss. Like, I can't imagine going through that, having the entire world be like, fuck you. And then, like, a good friend of yours dying would be, like, horrible.
Yeah.
And Sheena's, like, describing this. And she goes, his friend Ali died. And, I mean, like, it was Tom's best friend. He loved barbecue and he was really big on brisket. And she goes, like, wait, is how this man is now forever remembered, is being really big on brisket.
And she goes, he would like stay with us at Coachella, like he'd be in our house.
He always came around for a barbecue and he was really big on brisket. Here lies Ali. He was really hugely into brisket.
That's his obituary. This man loved Coachella and brisket.
This is true on the beat behavior, is to describe a dead person as having been, quote, really big on brisket.
Sheena is like really, I mean, we'll get to it, but like she really went through the ringer.
Yeah.
No one suffered more.
No one has felt the ripples of the aftershocks of Scandoval more than one Sheena Shea.
Lala, we cut over to her place. I don't know. Why does she live in Westwood?
I think because it's close to Randall's.
That's a thought, yes.
Yeah. So she moved into like a large complex in Westwood, and her mom and brother both also moved into that same complex.
It's cute.
And now she just has her little orca pod.
So she, yeah, her mom lives with her. Her brother, which is like always with her daughter, which is so cute. And they have a really intact family. And she's like, people are always like, when are you going to start dating? And I'm like, I don't want to like...
She's like, have you seen my ex? Never.
But she also is like, I don't want to mess up my family dynamic that we have.
I am sensing growth.
Me too.
And...
remorse.
Lala obviously has some healing to do. But I was like, this one's going to be okay.
I said, I see you, sister. And
I'm putting respect on her name.
I'm like, I see you, you're in the rooms, and I see you, like, you know what I mean, like, spiritually, mm-hmm. And I feel her, and I think she is also shell-shocked. I think
they're all shell-shocked.
They're all sort of, like, they just went through, like, a almost, like, cataclysmic bolt of fame where they went from being, like, niche beloved to, like, world famous, basically. Nationally known. The president knows about them. Like,
it's,
you know what I mean?
It's actually insane when you think about it, because, like, the way that this show also has, like, always worked is, like, it began with this group of people who were talentless, had no prospects, like, were aging out of Hollywood, truly at the end of the line with, like, pretty much zero on the horizon except to, like, move back to wherever they came from. And they get this show that changes everything. Like, totally, their life is going this way. They get on Vanderpump Rules and suddenly it goes that way. They're on this journey for however long, like, the past 10 years. And then it's, like, pretty much, again, we're coming to a close.
Peak.
You've ended, like, season 9, because Sandoval even said they thought season 9 was going to be their last season, because he was like, it was the worst. And I was like, you're fucking telling me. I had to fucking pot about it. And, like, then they do season 10, and it's clear that, like, it's going to be the end, and they're going to have to figure out, like, the next pivot, the next step. For some people, Lala are better off than other people, Katie. And...
Well, no, it did feel like that finale felt like Lisa was like...
It felt like the goodbye.
She was like assembling them all and was like,
I worry for some of you.
I mean, she says in the first season...
Like, many of you keep me up at night.
She says in that first episode the fifth episode in season 1, she goes, there's a few people in here I know are going to be successful, and that's not a lot.
Yeah,
she goes, and I know who they are.
It's fucking grim out there for these people. Like... But
then
this thing happens and it sets off on a whole nother trajectory. And now we're here on this, like, the aftershock of not only, like, Lala's life blowing up due to this, like, horrific man that she was with. But like the aftershock of Scandoval, which
made her kind of like a household name.
Yeah. And it is really interesting to see how the dust is settling, just knowing all the history of everyone.
And it almost feels like Lala is like, and maybe she's also an actress, so she's probably playing it up a little, but like,
she definitely seems like she came to this season knowing that she has a job to do.
She does. But I also sense like a feeling of, I think she's now that it's like they've settled a little, it's 3 months after, 3 or 4 months after, it's the summer. And I think she's suddenly like, wait, all this attention that I've gotten is because of this thing that doesn't involve me. And I like,
and the way that I inserted myself
into it.
The way that I
inserted myself and like went after this girl.
Gross.
I think she's feeling like regret. And I think she feels.
Yeah. And I think there's also like a kind of looking back at like, cause she's always been pretty mean to Raquel. Like she's never been like, like very kind to her.
No. And she really.
And I think that there has to be a sense of like, damn, like, this person is me. And if I'm not kind to them, being kind to them or like showing them grace, I'm like not showing myself grace.
Yeah, I think Lala, this comes with like the gifts of sobriety, is like you reckon with yourself in a more like honest way, I think.
And I think that that's at play. But then I also think there's a producer being like, this is your storyline and you have to call her. Like, do I believe truly that Lala wants to like call her and like be friends? Absolutely not.
It's also like, I think she started to catch flack for.
I think she came in way too hot.
She came in way too hot and she was getting like, I think they were.
Not her battle to fight.
And there was backlash against her the way she talked to Raquel. I think like people, like very online people were like, you were going at, like, she's clearly not well mentally, and you were, like, basically telling her to kill herself.
Yeah, they, like, all did.
So, like, yeah.
That was bizarre.
So I think there's a few things happening, but I think there is genuine evolution happening with her.
Mm-hmm.
James, oh, she also questions Ariana's new man, which I don't.
I don't question his motives.
I think he's sweet.
But I think Ariana is, like, absolutely not processing, and like to jump from like a 10-year relationship, like serious relationship that imploded in the way that that relationship imploded, to not even 2 weeks later having a new boyfriend.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
I mean, that is, that's,
it speaks to something.
Mm-hmm.
I think she needed,
I'm like, get dick down and appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess she just needed to feel like loved and like appreciate. You know what I mean? But it is like, it's.
I also like wouldn't want to be with someone. No, I would be like, if I met someone and they were like, I literally just got out, like, the whole world knows that my ex just cheated on me with someone I thought was like our good friend. And like, I'm now famous for this breakup and I'm reeling because I was in love with them. I'd be like, with love and light, I will suck your dick and maybe we can fuck, but then like I'm out.
And everyone does it differently, but if I were Ariana, I'd be like, woo! Like I'd be out fucking and sucking all the way over.
I'd be so single and like just like monetizing. Better to monetize like why do you, I just don't, I would rather always be alone than like just set having someone around to like have them around. I'm just not, but I'm like also not the kind of person that can like put up with that.
Yeah,
like I'm like, I have a dog and
she put up with Sandoval.
I know
she deserves
anything, as Sheena said, anything is a step in the right direction, but I'm also like, girl, like I think there's like a lot of self-esteem issues at play, and I want her to really unpack that and like take it to the next fucking level.
I just want her to like just date a string of like incredibly famous people.
She's a football
man and male and female.
I know.
And just like,
you know what's crazy too with her becoming like the breakout Angelina Jolie of Vanderpump Rules is that like we don't know that much about her. Like, she is kind of like a person who's always had walls up. Like,
that's why she's a good celebrity.
But that's because you can just like project anything onto her.
She's a good celeb. People don't like baggage.
We
didn't really know. We knew some things, but like, she was sort of.
But the things we've known are things that we can like identify with or be like, oh, that sucks. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know, like. Mm. Yeah.
Ariana and Sheena head to the famous. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Schwartz and James get drinks. And Schwartz is like. I did feel a little bad for him in this moment. He seemed really like excited to be talking to someone. I think he's been like.
Been shunned.
No, I think he's been like a recluse because he's been like, I think, not really able to go out in public. And he's like wearing his hat and he's really excited. He brought a candle for James and he's like, I've been really getting into candles, which I'm like, okay, I get that.
Yeah. I need also an ID on that candle. I need to be able to like take the temp and know what we're working with here.
He goes, ooh, it smells like a citrus puss. And Schwartz goes,
he said smells like citrus piss.
Oh, I thought he said puss.
I think it was piss and then turned into puss.
And then Schwartz goes, because I think I literally was like, this is someone that hasn't been around other humans in months.
Yeah.
Schwartz, Sandoval's off in New Zealand.
Schwartz is really triggering me.
No, I'm not trying to like defend him. I guess I can't help but feel a little bad for him.
The people pleasing element is so out of control with him. And
it's
like
really sad. It's something really, really bad happened to him as a child.
It's freaking me out.
I'm not trying to be like, I will never defend his, like, who he was as in a relationship with Katie. He was despicable, and he's, like, a flop of a man, but I feel, I can't help but feel a little bad for him. He's sitting there, he looks tired, he's pale, he goes, he's like, and this could also be an act, too. He's like, I haven't really been able to, like, go out in public.
I don't trust anything he says. I think he's so manipulative. Like, I believe that he's in hell, but yeah, I think you're being manipulated.
Oh, no.
This is his whole thing.
He went, oh my God, I feel like an idiot.
No, you just have to like.
He has no light in his eyes. No light.
He hasn't in years. Tilapio is.
Tilapio Schwartz is in full effect and he's at this bar and he goes, I'll have a light beer. And then James goes, I'll have an espresso, please.
Double espresso.
He's not drinking, but he's smoking weed. And
he's smoking a vape pen from the morning he wakes up until he falls asleep at night and getting jacked up on espresso and Red Bull. I was like, you're basically speedballing through the day.
James will succumb to the destructive power of weed. And
I'm sorry, if you're waking and baking off a fucking vape pen.
You're over 30 and waking and baking.
You're done. You're a weed addict.
I'm sorry.
You're a weed head.
I'm sorry. Like,
get your shit
together. I know
the
weed industrial complex is really strong, especially in LA. But
no
like,
one
let
needs
me just
to
say,
smoke weed from the second they wake up to the second you go to sleep.
I don't judge anyone for like popping an edible at night or like smoking a little like after the day is done. But like, if you're waking and baking, I'm judging
it.
You.
I am too. I'm like, get it together. You're not a real person. This is my Logan Roy. I love you, but you're not a serious person.
Mm.
That's what I say to people who wake and bake.
James goes, yeah, I'm callous sober now. And he goes, I think I'll never drink again. I'm like, yeah, because you know what's coming and you want to have a good.
Yeah, and also, this is what he was doing, though, the last time he got sober was he was on a weed pen. And it's like, you're not actually sober. If you're fucked up during the day and your mind is altered. Also, like,
I love when people say they're sober, but smoke weed and do like
just say you don't drink. Like,
yeah.
That's a little more honest. But like, I love like sobriety life. And then meanwhile, you're like inhaling like clouds of THC all day and like fucking chugging like 10 shots of espresso a day. I drink a quad in the morning. This man was drinking a quad at dinner. DJ life. Rockstar life.
He goes, yeah, man, I've joined Equinox. And I'm like, can't wait to see you in the steam room.
Oh, my God. You're going to see him. I'll bet he goes to that Equinox. Oh, probably. No.
He probably goes to the
Valley.
Yeah. Glendale.
Schwartz says, like, the vibe at Schwartz and Sandy's was toxic. And it felt like a zoo with people coming there to look at them. I was like, you're just now feeling like you're in a zoo?
You've been in a zoo for a decade.
Your entire life has been being a zoo creature.
You know why I think I have empathy for Schwartz?
Why?
It's because the one time when I tried to ask him and the other boys for a picture, no one said yes except him.
You know why I said yes? Because he can't say no.
He goes, yeah, it's been a hard year for me, you know, with the divorce and then everything that happened this spring and my brother's not doing well. And
feel bad for his brother. But I also don't want to know the details. Spare me. Yeah, I can't take that on.
Ariana and Sheena meet at the Fairmont Hotel for a spa, and you can see CAA in the background, which I love.
I was like, this is true A-list treatment.
I was like, are they going to CAA? Like, I was like, what?
I thought they were at the Westfield Century City. I was like, thank God, a mall scene.
Well, it's down the street.
Yeah, but I was like, this is truly
A-list
life. I was like, they're the Fairmont, the lap of luxury.
It's that boulevard of the Avenue of the Stars.
Sheena's getting a massage. They're getting like a couple's massage. And Sheena goes, how's the sandwich shop? And I was like,
Sheena also reveals, she goes, everyone thinks I'm on Ozempic, but it's literally just, you know, it's a good crash diet, Scandiball.
I was like, wait, Sheena, everyone on the show is a people pleaser and codependent.
Mm-hmm.
You need, if you're losing weight because of,
no one's ever been more rocked.
She's like, I was diagnosed with OCD and had to go on Zoloft.
Yeah, I was like, she is your spiritual sister.
She is, but like, I'm like, I've never been, other than like things that happened in my own family, or like I've never been rocked, or like a friend or something, I've never been like,
you got pretty rocked by COVID.
No, but that was affecting me.
I know. Well, this is Sheena's
COVID. That's
true. Sheena, like,
I was,
this
affected
is her
by COVID.
This is her COVID-19.
Listen, I was affected by COVID leading up to it, and then the first 2 months, and then I was kind of like,
you were affected for a while,
but I wasn't like one of those like.
It just is what it is. It's not an indictment. I'm saying, let's take it back to Sheena.
She lost her goddamn mind. Scandival.
It sent her over the edge.
Well, also, I think what she's not talking about, which I understand why she's not, which Rachel revealed in her Rogue, is that she was really rocked by the restraining order.
Yeah.
And I think that,
and like why it was such a big deal, which Rogue Rachel had to say, is because like,
Brock had his,
with the Brock situation, yeah, and his like past of domestic violence, like
it could look
bringing
bad.
Any sort of restraining order for assault into the mix can affect like custody stuff, like it can affect, like it just is a horrible thing to have in one's,
yeah. And I think Sheena, I can understand why she probably shocked herself at her, because I do believe, allegedly, no, I'm not even going to say it.
What?
I think she definitely did, like, punch Raquel.
Yeah.
And I think that potentially shocked her that she was like, she did that. I do.
How about a punch? That was Sheena to Raquel.
I don't think Sheena also, regularly punched. Like, I know she's like,
Sheena Marie is not a violent person.
So I think the whole, I think that coupled with the restraining order, and then with the, like the crazy attention, I think it's just, it was too much for her, and I think that's why she like kind of
broke
her
open.
She had cracked her the fuck open.
She goes, "It's been a fucking roller coaster." I'll say that.
But like, she was more upset about it than Ariana. At a certain point,
I think she's gone through more like emotional processing than Ariana has.
Wait, I was trying to write Sheena, and I wrote, this is the worst thing that's never happened to Schwabs.
Ariana has blocked Schwartz since he went on Watch What Happens Live and had like a disastrous interview on there. I'm like, get this man, like, he does not need to be doing any more interviews anywhere.
Media coach.
No, just don't. He needs to say no. Yeah. He needs to learn the power of saying no.
Yeah. But there's going to be a TomTom. James is DJing at TomTom in like the next day. So Ariana's going. I was like, why are you going?
I was like,
I get why.
You know what I
going.
Love about Rachel Goes Rogue and like this season of Vanderpump Rule? Like, it's the perfect companion piece. I don't know if she put out an episode today, but I can't wait to listen. But I love the premiere podcast. Hey, is. The way that she implicates production and things, I'm like, these bitches are fucking just as messy as the cast of this show. And then I watch it and I'm thinking about like the dastardly things that this production team is asking them to do. Like, they're basically being like, you have to go back to Tom Tom. Like, we're going to film. James is going to do a 5:30 p.m. set at Tom Tom. You all have to be there. Put your denim tube dress on, throw your hair in a bun. Be there or else you don't get paid.
Sit at the exact seat you sat at the night your world was shattered.
Yeah, and we're going to peep everyone behind a velvet rope and they're going to film you and you better do a nice, happy little dance because you're Angelina Jolie now. And they have no choice but to say yes.
Well, Rogue Levis said that...
And unless you go rogue, you're beholden to their every whim.
Rogue Levis said that during filming season 10... when they were at Lake Havasaw and she and Charlie were like, we want to leave immediately.
We're unsafe here.
They had to spend a night working out a plan to get through production. Like that was
Epstein level.
It was. And so they had to come. They had to like work out a plan because production was not going to let them leave. And Charlie was like, bitch, let's get the fuck out. I rented a car to come here. I don't want to be here anymore.
They stayed up all night.
So they stayed up all night
whispering to each other.
Because Rogue Levis, it's hard for her to say no too. So she had to go to production and they were like, they were like, hey, what's up? And she was like, Charlie and I don't feel safe here and we want to go back to LA. And they go, oh, well, before you go, you have to tell them that you're going to crash boys night tonight at the Mondrian. And she was like, really? And they were like,
they're
yeah.
like, yep.
You have to say it. She goes,
fine, I'll do it. She goes, it was so hungover. And I like couldn't even think. I'll just do it. And then she did that, and they were like, "Now you have to go to boys' night."
And she's like, "I just want to sleep."
She's and they like, were I haven't like, "Slept in months." And they go, "We don't give a shit."
So she went to boys' night, and then,
she was at their. You're at their every whim. I didn't realize that it was like that. That they can like control you like that. But I guess it makes sense because it is also your job. Like you have to show up for like call time and like film with people.
But
I'm like,
it's a lot.
I'm like, you're at the mercy of these people who are like
morally
manipulating you.
Morally unsound producers.
It is like,
it's pretty wild.
It's not chic. I would not want to be in that position with like these people. I mean, I don't really want to be near these people, but certainly not in like a working capacity. And then to also like have my job make them look worse than they already do is like kind of soulless in a way.
Well, yeah, that's like what but that show Unreal is about.
But now I just think of them and I'm like, to know that there's like evil lurking behind the behind the camera is...
Behind the candelabra.
It's true... It's like brings a whole new layer to watching it. Rachel going rogue is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Then we get a transition shot and there's a shot of a basketball missing the loop. Did you see that?
No. Ariana FaceTimes her new boyfriend.
And she's like, I'm a little nervous. And he's like, why? And he's like, she's like, I have to go to Tom Tom. And he's kind of like,
what?
He's like, why
are
you?
She doesn't know your life. Like, to see her talking like so casually to someone that I was like, he has no idea. Like,
you guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Lisa, we finally see Bazunga's Nana. Nana Jones.
Everyone slow mo walks into Tom Tom, and Lisa's like,
What if she walked and just walked?
What if her boobs entered the frame first? What if she had like the, you know, the Canadian woodshop teachers, massive jugs with huge nips? I need Lisa to have jugs out to here. I want her jugs to get bigger and bigger every episode until they are literally like sweeping the floor.
What if she caused like a traffic jam, like a fender bender, like
a car rolls over one of them? And she's like, ouch, back up, darling.
Boom, boom. She walks up like this. Hi. Tom Tom is packed to the gills. People are waiting.
Full of people that are trying to keep their cool, but have also never been more excited in their life. Everyone at Tom Tom is like this.
Everyone's like this.
Even people at the bar next door are like filming as people walk by.
Men and women. It's not just like men and women. Everyone who's there is like this.
Like trying so hard not to look directly into the camera. I've never been more uncomfortable.
We get a shot of Logan, our king.
Yeah. Ariana and Katie walk up. Gay is at a bar next door just going...
At Motherlode? Or Beaches?
Beaches, yeah.
They're all like this. And Ariana goes, it's a lot different from the last time we walked in together. And we see them like at the opening of it.
I was like, oh yeah, times have really changed. Ariana just is icing out Schwartz.
Schwartz says that Ariana is the patron saint of scored women.
I was like, shut up.
Shut up. Lisa seems really out of her depth.
She's out of it.
She's like hanging with...
She and Ken are just like mentally deteriorating in Villa Rosa.
But she looked kind of like sheepish and a little like just very... Like she looked very apart from the other girlies, like when she was sitting with them. And she looked... There was guilt on her face. Did you see the shame and guilt a little?
I saw a flash of it. Like she...
She's like...
Like the ramifications of this are yet to be determined. But there was a moment where Ariana holds up her glass and she goes, "To a summer of bad bitches." And then everyone cheers and Lisa goes, "What's that?" And they go, "It's a bad bitch." And so I was like, "Nana, get her walker and get her to bed."
Yeah, she just was sitting there like holding that? Her little purse. And what's that?
What's that?
To a summer of bad bitches. What's that?
What's that?
I was scared. And then Tom goes over to a bartender and after he gets dejected from Ariana, he's like, "Can I get you a drink?" And she just went.
He goes, "Hi, Ariana." And she goes.
And he goes over to a bartender. He goes, "Can I have a hug?" He's like, "Don't hug. Wear some deodorant." Then
also, just be like, just take it on the chin. She doesn't want to talk to you. It's fine. He goes up to her later again and is like, "Hey, Ariana, good to see you." And then she's like, she's not going to fucking talk to you.
Yeah. You let her man fuck.
Be a man.
Her friend in your apartment.
Yeah. But just also.
Be a man. Grow up hair. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, I understand why Ariana doesn't want to fucking talk to you. Tom. Use your apartment as like a place to have an affair.
Yeah.
I would be like, never talk to me again.
Be like, we're done.
We're done, bitch. We're done. We're done.
There's consequences for your actions.
But Tom he's gotten away with this his whole life. He's always able to charm his way back in. But now the rug has been pulled over him and we all see like just what a worm he is. He's the real worm.
He's a total worm. Lala takes Lisa aside.
I feel ashamed that I had empathy for him.
It's fine. I think a lot of people have. I fantasized sexually about Tom Sandoval last night.
Really? I saw Billy Lee.
I fantasized about like him crying and us fucking. Wow. And it really did something for me. Like him like weeping.
Weep fucking.
Like weep. Like him like sad.
Sob thrusting
on top of me, and I was like, this is it for me.
Damn.
I know.
I saw Billy Lee, I think, driving away from a restaurant.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
I thought that was an omen. I'm not sure. I believe it was her, though.
Schwartz goes, "Ariana, it's good to see you, man."
God. Sup? And then Lisa turns to Ariana, and Ariana's like getting overwhelmed, and I think, understandably, she's like, there's 100, 200 people.
There's girls... chomping at the bit.
There's behind
a velvet rope filming your every move. People are like lining up like staring at you as you're in the literal place where your entire life like fell apart.
People are literally like it's like, you know how in the Kardashians there's just like you realize sometimes where they go places, like especially in the older in the E series because it was less
production value.
And you see they would like hide crowds of people every time they entered a building.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you know, there's like 30 people just waiting outside.
A crowd is a crazy.
Yeah. So she's overwhelmed. She's like never been more famous. She's an A-list. She's Angelina Jolie. And she's sitting at this table.
Not only famous, it like has the good grit, like can do no wrong. Like everyone, every move she makes, everyone's like, yes, queen.
So she, and Ariana
That's
seems
crazy. That's destabilizing.
No, and she seems like the. From what I've garnered from her, like, she seems like the kind of person that's, like, pretty, like, humble and, like, you know what I mean? And I feel like that would be very disorienting.
Yeah.
And I think, so she starts kind of...
Also, when you're just at, like, a low point and people are doing that, you're like...
Whoa.
Like, you can't process.
And then Lisa goes, "Are you all right, dear?" And she goes, "Are you all right?" And I was like, this is... For shame, because I had a flash that Lisa knew about it.
Darling, are you depressed?
Are you depressed? But I think Lisa
Lisa
also
knew about it somewhat. I think production kind of knew about it too.
Rogue thinks so,
yeah.
But Lisa also was probably overwhelmed by the crowds too, because she's never, I mean, even with her housewives, like, she's never had this level of, like...
No, fervor. Lala goes, Nana, can I go feed you some cream corn over in the corner? And Lisa goes, yes, darling. And then they go talk about rock.
But perhaps we can go somewhere a little quieter, because it's a little chaotic out here.
Lala goes, I'll turn your hearing aid up. We'll go in the corner over here.
There's a jar of applesauce waiting for us at that two top in the other room. I'll feed you.
I'll give it to you.
I'll feed you.
I brought a spoon.
I brought
a
spoon.
Okay, darling, let's go.
So they go to the side and Lala puts in the work that the producers told her to, which is... She feels bad that Rock is going to have to live with this, like, label for the rest of her life. And it is, like, her. And
she said, I felt for her in that her big final confessional when she said, the big reason why I was so loyal to Sandoval through this, like, the scandal breaking is because I knew that if I lost him, I would have no one.
And that resonated with Miss Kent.
Because she goes, I've been called everything. I've been called homewrecking whore. And she goes, and when you put it all out there, it is true.
I was always happy to see someone own the whoreness.
I respected her for being, she was.
It's important to, like.
That felt real.
Yeah.
That didn't feel like, that felt genuine.
No,
her.
I think there's genuine, but I also think this is like, they are pulling out all the stop. Like, it's clear that they still think Raquel is gonna, like, has a chance of coming back on the show. So they're like, so I think production is like, what can we do to, like, lure her back? And this is a huge part of it. But
think about
now that we know that Rogue Levis has set the story straight, I'm like, good luck, dolls, because Raquel has fucking gone rogue.
And then she goes outside and
Lisa goes, it's quite surprising that she even had the balls to go against him, really. About Rock, the bowls.
Because she's also like, I want her to come back.
Yeah, they're both gunning.
And then she resorted to baiting her with her dog, which is like...
I know. We'll get to that. I'm sure that'll be...
Lala then is like, I think I'm going to go maybe try to talk to her, or like at least leave her a message. And Lisa goes, all right, darling, where'd you say the applesauce was?
She goes, I'll get someone to come and give it to you.
What's that?
They'll be right back.
Oh, you said you'll have it that?
She just puts like a blanket over her face.
And Lisa goes,
she just close your eyes and someone will be back.
Okay, darling.
Then Lala goes outside in the back deck and she goes, let me see if I even have her, if she blocked me. Oh, no, I still have her number.
She sends her like a voice note over DMs.
Which I'm like, they did voice notes in Night Detective, which I actually like, that they're implementing voice notes more, because that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, hey girl, it's me, Lala. Not even sure if you're going to get this or if you're going to listen to anything I say, but I don't know if you're back in LA, but I'd love to maybe chat with you about a few things, if you're open to that, girl. Okay, girl, I wish you're well, girl.
This is like... crazy.
And then she goes, oh my god, she read it,
she saw it,
which I'm like, of course she did.
It must also just feel insane to be Rock in this moment. You're literally fresh out of the insane asylum and then your sworn enemy is sending you a voice note and you know that they're filming, so you're like, I know what this is. It's kooky.
I still have that flash of Raquel being videoed paying for her massage at a spa in Arizona. Like, and I almost started crying watching it because I was like,
it's over for her.
No, I just felt that's such like a private, even that, that's like a, that's so like, that's a private moment to be paying. Like, I don't know.
Everyone got weird. Everyone got really weird with these people. There's a slow-mo flash to Sheena sit dancing and you just see her going,
and then you just see Ariana go woo!
And there's cameras flashing and just like rabid women are being like, ah! I was like, this is once again
just
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
I wrote, this is all too much.
It was too much. I was like, I'm not buying it. I don't think anyone's truly happy right now.
The next day, Schwartz...
You get his horrific apartment. The carpet in his bedroom.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
That was me to his dogs when his dog crawled out from under the bed. His traumatized little dog, Butters, who's seen horrors that we can only in our darkest hours imagine.
Is it named for the South Park character?
I think so. I love their dogs, but you and I both know that those dogs have seen the absolute face of hell.
Yeah. Katie comes over for the dog swap. And you can always tell Katie's like... Katie basically has to like wear like a clothespin on her nose when she walks in. Because she's... And he goes, hey, bub. He goes, hey. He's like, do you want to stay and hang for a minute? And she goes, sure.
But now I watch it through the lens of literally someone from production was like, you have to stay and sit on the couch and talk to him.
So she, you see her like basically put like a newspaper down on her. And she's like...
Why do these men love nothing more than a disgusting brown carpet? They love it.
You know how it smells. It smells crazy in there. You know.
They love it. He loves it so much that he's replicated that in the form of a blanket that he like puts on his couch.
He goes, Ariana didn't talk to me last night. And he's like, I just want to like talk to her. And Katie goes... Katie's basically like, I don't have to tell you. Like, she's Angelina Jolie now. Like, one thing I noticed, too, is, like, as we see in the next scene, all the girlies now are, like, Katie not so much.
No, because Katie's one of the OGs.
So Katie always still has, like, she's, like, one of the witches of whatever, the witches of Weehawken. She always will have, like, a little bit of power over all these girls. But you see, like, Sheena and Lala, I think, are, like, desperate to stay in Ariana's good graces. But Katie's like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you were flop. Like,
she hates you.
She hates you. Like, do you blame her?
She's more famous than God.
Don't even try. Like, you live in this apartment.
Yeah. And then all the girlies gather for a big girls' night out at the Den. I wrote, not the Den.
I've never been there. Have you?
Yeah, I think so. It's like a sunset. I think it's like Sunset Boulevard.
It's time for them to leave the Sunset Strip.
I know. Just for the love of God. It's done enough damage. For the love of God. Katie's outfit when she
you guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Actually, all of their outfits except for Sheena's were
you guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
They're all sitting at the table for girls night, and Lala and Sheena literally are looking at Ariana like this, and Katie's just like, I respect Katie just being like, cool.
Katie literally has like made seven women come on the like the time she gets there.
Yeah,
she's just like, every woman she's looked at, like some have just looked back at her and been like, ooh. Oh. And like some she just like grabbed their crotch. I imagine
Katie's like this.
Katie rolled up on like the loudest motorcycle you've ever heard, like one of those Harleys where when it drives by you, it literally like scrambles your brain. It was like, she takes off her helmet and goes, and a girl looks at her and she goes, and the girl goes, and then another girl is like bending over, like putting something in a parking meter. And Katie's like, like just like girls. And she's like, and then like another girl turns and is like holding a dog at like a dog by the leash. And Katie just goes,
oh my God.
And her and the dog even are like, and then like Katie just like every woman she walks by is like so turned on. She instantaneously coming.
She did walk into that. She walked in with a lot of swagger.
The hostess was like, hi, how many people are in your party? And Katie just grabbed her by the face and goes and just spits in her mouth. And the hostess is like, ah. And like, Katie's got the biggest motorcycle dyke swag I've ever seen.
No, the girl has like, she has like, the hostess has like a swoop bang. And then Katie, she goes, how many to see? And then Katie just goes up and she goes, and blows the bag up. And she goes, ah! And she sits down like this. The waiter goes like,
can I get you? She sits down. She goes.
She's Dea Delaria.
She is.
She's fully, like, she's just like this.
She is like finger blasting people left. Good. And
I hope she is.
This energy is what we've been craving.
So
she's a fucking truck driver.
She is. So they're all sitting there, and then Lala's like,
she's like drowning in pussy juice. Her hair is slicked back, not by gel, by vaginal juices. She's literally like, she's going down on someone, like going down on a girl who's just squirting and squirting, going, ah, Katie, ah, and then squirts all over. And what does Katie do? She goes,
oh my God. No, she doesn't slick her hair back. She gives a side part.
Yeah, she goes,
she does it full. That's it. That's the hair. That's the lesbian hair. She truly is channeling, and I'm so happy for her.
She's a fucking Dale vibe. She's truly.
She's a goddess.
Hey.
She's like Shiva the
Destroyer. What are you doing later tonight?
She looks over at a girl's out on a date with her boyfriend, and she looks over at the girl, and she goes, and the girl goes,
the girl goes,
the guy goes, hey.
He goes, hey, that's my lady. And she goes, not anymore.
Not after tonight. Lala is like, this is weird. Lala basically is like, I'm not sure if you like me,
or tolerate me.
And then this is when I'm like, okay, now everyone's like.
But I'm also like
me, which I get. I've done that.
But this is what I love about this show, is it truly makes you examine your own demons.
But Ariana's like, yeah, of course I like you.
She's like, bitch, I've eaten your pussy. Like, yeah. It's fine. I was like, these two have had sex.
I know. I was like, Ariana looks at her kind of like, she goes, I like you a lot.
Sheena goes, I do think you guys need a you moment. Then is like, okay, Sheena.
Yeah, Sheena's kind of annoying me, I'm going to be honest.
Sheena, I need her to get back to being on the damn beat.
Yeah, she's not on the beat right now.
She's
which
a
I
little
get.
Bit off the
she's
beat.
Shaken.
She's on Zoloft, and sometimes when you go through an OCD flare-up and you have to up the Zo, you get off the beat.
As someone who suffers from OCD myself, I understand how ground-shaking it is and how, like, shattering it can be. But, like, you gotta get back up on the beat.
When you fall off the beat, the most important thing you can do is find that beat once again.
Dust yourself off and straddle
that
beat.
Get back on the beat.
So then Lala's like, well, I need, after she says that, she goes, I need to tell you girl something, girl. She goes, girl, I need to tell you something, girl.
This is Charlotte Miranda, Carrie Samantha.
And Ariana goes, what?
What is it, girl?
And she goes, girl, I need to be real with you, girl. And they're like, Katie goes like this.
She puts like chewing tobacco in.
And then she goes, girl, I reached out to girl. Girl, I reached out to Raquel, girl. I left her a message, girl. And
she's,
then
I don't want her to wear this for the rest of her life, girl.
And Sheena goes,
Katie goes.
Katie goes like this.
Katie goes, picks a pube out of her teeth.
She goes. And Sheena goes like this. And Ariana's just kind of like,
All right,
if you need to do that. And she's like, girl, I just like had to like, let her know, girl, that like she's not alone, girl. You know, like, girl, like she needs to know, like, she was alone, girl. But she needs to know that she's not, this doesn't have to be who she is. This doesn't have to define her. Like, I empathize with her.
Yeah. It is too late. It absolutely defines her.
Too late, baby.
No, it's too late.
And then Ariana's kind of like, okay, why did you tell me this?
She's like, I'm really tired.
I'm tired.
I shot a Glad commercial today. I have a cat litter spot tomorrow. Like, I gotta work.
She's like, girl. But
okay, can I tell you something that I never, ever in a million years thought that I would feel this way?
Okay, girl.
Girl, when I saw these powerful women together at this table on a girl's night out, I said, I would love for them to carry the torch of this show, and like I could watch a show that is like these powerful women just like being here for each other, fighting, but ultimately being family. But they need one more girly in the mix to really drive it home. And you know who I found myself missing in that moment?
Stassi.
Stassi. I hate myself for it. I hate myself.
Listen, it's honest.
I hate myself.
It's honest.
But I said, I could really use her right about now.
It is interesting to imagine what her, I mean,
what her take and vibe would bring to this dynamic if this show was centered around the women and the men were like friends of or just like idiots that you check in on every once in a while. I think James and Allie, I could lose them. I don't think
out.
And I think that they're kind of tertiary at this point. Like, they are not really organically in the mix. I'm like, Allie, who are you with Love and Light? Get out, girl. And like, James, I'm truly feeling like his days are numbered. But like, these women, I'm into it. And
should
I
be
was
called
like,
the woman.
We need one more woman. And that woman, unfortunately, it's all the all gone.
Is Maloney still friends with her?
Yeah.
Christina Kelly should come back.
Yeah, where the fuck is that bitch?
Selling wind chimes in Venice? I don't know.
I forgot about her.
I didn't.
Old scowls.
She was big part of last season.
I know. You were moved by her. She always, like, I just forget.
No, she scared me.
Yeah. Then we get the ultimate hello.
Goodbye. We see a late night at the Tom and Ariana's Valley Village home.
Castle of Hell.
Remember those, like, airport vans that would pick you up?
Mm-hmm.
What were they called? My family.
Like a flyaway or something?
No, like it was like they picked.
They're
it was
blue
like
a, and yellow.
It was like a caravan to take pick you
what
up at your
up
house.
With those? It was crazy.
So 90s.
I was also like, it's like when you go to Hibachi and there's someone else at your table. You're like, why are you in this van?
I know, it's
me?
Very unsettling.
Like, I don't want to see your house. I don't want you to see my house.
But like one of those pulls up to Tom's, Ariana's house. It's like 4 a.m, man. And, all right, and Tom walks up with his bag over. He has like the hobo, like, what is that called? That little stick? The hobo stick?
Mm-hmm.
He walks in and he goes, hey, is anyone here?
Hello?
Hello? Is Ariana there?
I don't know. I knew they were going to not let us see him until the final moments of the episode, though. I just knew they were going to do us like that.
He's back in town, man, and he went through a lot.
I'm kind of excited to see what psychotic elements he brings to the table.
Oh, and we actually saw the postcard that Raquel sent, which mm-hmm. was full of lightning bolts. And I
love that Rogue Levis got ahead of that one. Rogue Levis, you know what? Rogue Levis picked up the beat where Sheena left off.
She might
and now
Sheena.
Rogue is on the fucking beat. Sheena has some shenanigans to get into.
She's more compelling. Her podcast is more compelling than I thought it would be.
I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it. I'm also like, it's fucking crazy to be obsessed with this podcast because I know things I don't want to know.
No,
like,
because,
well, Sheena's cat had to get like a mercury treatment. I'm like, why do I know this now?
I'm glad I know.
I've tried so hard for most of my existence and relationship with this show to not know about like details beyond just
cat
what
illness.
I see. I don't want to know that. But now here I am knowing it and being like, yeah, she fucking cat sit for Sheena's cat and she did pay rent and she helped Sheena's cat because Sheena's cat had a mercury issue and she had to get a mercury treatment and it couldn't be around Summer Moon. And now I'm like knowing minutia. And it kind of honestly feels a tad good.
No, I think it's all like, she makes a good case for herself.
I want Rogue straight to the dome. I want every day. Rachel Goes Rogue needs to turn into like a Rogan style 3 hour long daily podcast missive.
Rogue though needs to like.
What? She needs to go more rogue.
She needs to go more rogue against Sandoval.
I didn't like her being like this 40-year-old. But that was just my own like. I'm like, don't bring like age into
this. Yeah, it's a little like, it's a little Monica of her to be like, old. But like, I still feel like there's.
What if she gets back together with Sam? That would be the ultimate, the roguest. Sometimes when you go so rogue, you can only rogue so far until you come back around to the beginning of the rogue circle.
That might be the genius move to just make the show even more.
I would shit myself.
It would transcend if they got back together. That would be like the singularity.
They honestly should.
They never will.
I know, but like, I would love to imagine.
Damn it. Can't Rogue come back?
She will. I think that.
Look
I think
at you,
that
Maloney. She will.
I'm fucking radicalized by one Motorcycle Maloney.
But I'm just like, come the fuck back. Like, come out.
They'll ask her back.
They better just offer $2 million flat rate.
She's going so rogue, they can't afford to not have her in the mix. But if she goes so rogue that she doesn't even need to be in the mix, how rogue is too rogue?
How rogue is too rogue is just, hey! That's rogue. That's rogue. Rachel goes roguer.
Rachel goes roguer is just her going, hey! And just giggling for 45 minutes.
Joe Roguer.
There's a new Rogan in town.
Can I just say really quick, too, before we end? Joe Rogan is such an idiot.
I haven't listened to his podcast
Every time I see like a clip of his like come up on Twitter, he just always sounds like really dumb.
It's just like a bro, yeah. Like podcast talking. I don't get why people get so ramped up about it. I'm like, this is not that serious. Mm-mm. It's really not.
People are like, it's the greatest. The greatest
people
mind.
Are like love it, which is great, and but people get so angry yeah. about it, and I'm like, it's really like cool your jets a
everyone
little
needs to cool it
everyone both, really needs to cool sides. It and just listen to one podcast and one podcast only, and that's fucking Rachel Goes Rogue. Why am I shilling for we've probably done like $20,000 worth of SponCon for Rogue. That's just how it be sometimes.
When is that good? When it's that good, you just have to shill for free.
Everyone has us in their grips. Here we are again.
Well, I'm happy that it feels like we're on the right path, at least.
It feels like home. I'm absolutely certain that after some of my admissions, many of the listeners feel like this.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
That's like me every time I speak.
Okay, let's shout out. Some rogues.
You guys are all rogues.
We have a rogue army of 25. 25 people who are constantly going as rogue as humanly possible.
This is the roguest you can get in Patreon.
This is actually going the roguest that one can rogue. Come on, rogue. Rogue is to sign up for the cult member level, $50 a month for a shout out.
That's what you want.
Sarah Elizabeth. Lucy from London. Brooke Johansson. Hansen. Brittany Ryan Rogue. Danielle McRogue. Lady Swanbitch gives no rogues. Lazar Rogue.
Oh.
Malzatavog.
Mal's a rogue.
Mary. Rogue Mary. That's what we call her in these streets.
Rogue Mary got a better one.
Mike Earhart.
Mike Air Rogue.
Carrie Rokes.
Wait, Amelia Earhart's plane possibly discovered.
I love that. Another proud leds.
Yeah.
This is the year of the lesbian.
She was really serving when she disappeared.
Hell yeah.
Nothing is
more cunt than
going missing
flying
for
a plane
100 years.
Disappearing.
Yeah.
But like truly disappearing and no one knows where you even are. Sharon Baum, realtor. Rogue realtor. Ross Stanley, rogue Stanley.
Rogue Stanley.
Owsley.
Rogesley.
Mariah K.
Maroga K.
Kathy West.
Kathy Rogue.
Rochelle Martino. Rogue Shell Martino. Kip Morgue.
Hashtag
Hillary Barbie. Change that. Change it.
Change it now, please. We love you.
Orlanda.
Love and light to you. Love and light to you.
Rogue Landa. Patron of the Rogues.
Rogue of the Patrons.
Nick Siderogue.
Rogue Sideris.
Emily. Kim Lucas.
Kim Rogue. Jeffrey Rogama.
Kim Rogue. Guys.
Love and light to you. Guys, tickets are on sale for our tour coming up in less than a month.
Yeah, go to sexyuniquepodcast.com for tickets and click the links.
See you below.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough, and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.